today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
As we continue covering the nearly $350 billion consumer electronics industry, thank you for joining us on Into Tomorrow. Yes, even with a cold and sore throat, I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
In the control room, Erasmo and Horatio, and we're thrilled that you have joined us on the program, even more thrilled when you call in to the show, because when you call in, you win stuff, and it's really that easy. Chris is about to give you the number, because the easiest way, of course, is still the old-fashioned way. You call a toll-free number, good from anywhere in North America, Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like, and then we send you prizes when we hear you on the air. It really is that easy. Or you can use the audio option, as many smart folks are doing, on the Into Tomorrow apps. And, of course, we're going to share with you in a few minutes what prizes we have available. Oh, man, we've got some more great ones. No promises, no guarantees, but when you hear us mentioning these things, if you say, hey, if you got one of those left, I'd sure love that, we do our best to get that to you. What number should they call?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Thank you. Gave me another moment to cough.
Yes.
It's tech news and commentary in this segment. Yeah.
And we had some breaking news during this last news break that Erasmo had actually informed us of.
Oh. Yeah.
Last week we talked about Flippy the burger flipping robot.
Oh, I thought Erasmo was just flipping you off from the control room.
Yeah,
but he was talking about Flippy the robot.
Flippy's been fired.
What?
Yeah.
We talked about Flippy the robot. This was, I think you said last week, a $60,000
robot that
flips burgers.
Flips burgers. He basically, they have humans that work in the kitchen to put the burgers on the grill or on the griddle, and the robot uses heat sensing technology and cameras to sense when the burger patty's done on one side, flips it over, and then when it's finished, it then takes it and moves it over to the bun.
Well, why was he fired?
Because he was too fast.
What?
Or that, or the humans were too slow.
Yeah.
Because, of course, that's just one process or one step in the whole burger making process. It has to rely on the humans to get the patties ready, to put them on the grill, then work the cash register, and so Flippy basically sits there doing nothing. And
Wait a minute. Then shouldn't the employee have been fired? The slow employee?
I think so. Maybe they just need to build more robots. One robot that'll work the cash register. Another robot that will prepare the burgers.
I was about to book a flight wherever you said it was and go get Flippy to make me a burger.
Flippy, worked his job for one day, but they were saying that the restaurant became very busy, both for people that were interested in buying a burger that was made by a flipping robot, and people that were interested in buying a robot, and they just said that it was too busy and they couldn't keep up.
Oh my gosh! Well, that doesn't make sense.
I know.
It's not good business sense anyway. Where was this restaurant?
Pasadena, California.
Pasadena. Yeah,
Cali Burger.
Oh gosh. Well, I don't need to go to California then anyway. But poor Flippy.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him here in Miami. He can flip for us on the backyard grill, and we'll see what happens.
There you go.
No, I don't have $60,000 we're going to spend on it, but...
Maybe I'll send you a review unit.
If you're listening, flip us, will you?
Oh, they'll flip you all right.
Yeah, I'll bet they will. Do you get tired of having to ask Alexa's or trying to get Alexa's attention every time you want to ask a question?
Yes.
Well, Amazon has added a feature to their Echo that allows you to issue back-to-back commands without using the wake word for each command. The device will continue to listen for follow-up commands for 5 seconds after an initial command, though it still can't follow two commands issued in one sentence. So pace yourself for poor Alexa.
I just wish we could change the Alexa wait command.
What would you call her?
Well, because years ago when I had the very first voice-activated cell phone that I knew, actually it wasn't even a cell phone, it was a car phone.
Yeah.
I could talk to, I made my wake-up command, hey, wench. So I would say, hey, wench, and my car phone would go, ready. So I would like to maybe say, hey, wench.
Well, that's appropriate.
Alexa,
There you go. I think that would be good. I just wish we could change from Bing to Google.
Yeah, well,
I might even go from Bing to Yahoo if I had to, and I'd never use Yahoo. But Bing really sucks.
Yeah.
But we're stuck with that. Uh-huh. Just, you know, get a Google Home device if you want Google. That's kind of the way you have to deal with that. And I am liking Google Home as well, but I don't think Google Home can yet do more than one command at a time. And I've had to use Google Home with the male voice because I get confused. Who's answering me? Is that Alexa or is it Google Home? Because it's getting confusing sometimes. And I have them in different rooms and whatnot, but you got to, we have to experiment with all these things to check them out.
My problem at home is I have my my Alexa sitting right in front of my TV. And so anytime I'm watching TV and there's, you know, something named Alexa, it's always activating. And you know, one day it actually changed the TV channels on me, so I had to mute it.
Well, at least she's not laughing at you randomly.
Well, that's true. They fixed that.
Allegedly. I kept hoping it would do that just so I could, you know, yell at her.
Yeah.
But it didn't do it for me.
Well, you know, it didn't faze me. I'm used to women laughing at me.
Gotcha.
A small Ohio town that lived by the red light camera could soon die by it after a federal court ruled that the speed trap has to pay back more than $3 million in automated speeding tickets.
Oh, my gosh. And this is a small town?
Yes. Uh-oh. It's the town of New Miami, Ohio, with a population of 2,300 residents.
No relation to us here real Miami.
We're old Miami. New Miami will almost certainly go bankrupt if the Supreme Court doesn't reverse a lower court's ruling and spare it from refunding tens of thousands of tickets at $180 apiece, plus interest. Josh Engel, the lawyer representing the plaintiffs in the New Miami case, said, "The village enacted this unconstitutional scheme primarily as a money-making venture. They increased their spending significantly after the scheme was put in place, and it was basically used to fill holes in their budget that would traditionally have come from raising taxes."
Whoa.
Now, proponents of the cameras, however, argue that they significantly lower the number of accidents on the road, as both speeding and going through red lights are two of the biggest causes of crashes in the country.
Well, so they have that argument, but if you noticed, most municipalities in South Florida have stopped using the red light cameras because they're just challenged in court too much, too easily, too frequently. And most judges are saying, well, you're right. You can't face your accuser in court. That's kind of the basic principle. You know, if it's a police officer witnessing you running a red light or turning right on red without stopping or what have you, write a ticket. Now it's your word versus the officer. But the red light camera, well, no, they've got your picture and they've got your tag and there's the light. You can see the whole thing, but you still can't face your accuser in that sense. A lot of attorneys say, simply, that's enough. And judge says, dismiss.
Yeah, you know, they first try to answer that by saying, well, you know, we're not going to issue points on your license for it because you're not witnessed. And then that still didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, then, because really these red light cameras, the money is not even charged by the city. It's a private company that contracts with the city that then sends you a ticket, collects the money, and then they pay the city.
And they're not law enforcement officers.
Right.
They're a private company. So that's the other challenge that many lawyers have been very successful about. It's not even a law enforcement agency. So I don't know. They're going to have an uphill battle, and I don't know if they'll end up having to pay that $3 million+ back, but they probably can't be using the cameras anymore either.
Yeah, you know, and there was another thing I heard. I forget which. I think it was, you know, like a city of Chicago or something like that. But there was one area where one of the city managers, I think, was found out to be bribed by one of these red light camera companies. They gave him. I guess they installed 300-something red light cameras in the area. They bribed him with $2,000 for each camera that they allowed to be installed.
Oh, my gosh.
They gave him a car, gave him a condo somewhere. Yeah, so this guy was...
And ignored his red light running, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, but this guy luckily was found guilty and sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Good. As well he should be. Yeah, it sounds like a Chicago politician.
Yeah. I could be wrong.
Or Detroit.
You know, so, you know, don't send me hate mail if it wasn't Chicago.
But no, send it anyway. Chris loves hate mail.
Yeah, I get it all the time.
Like the guy last week that said every time you start to speak, he has to change the channel.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll leave after the show today, and I'll enroll in broadcasting school, since that's what the guy told me I need to do.
Here, I'll give you a certificate. Give me $10.
Okay.
you just buy a certificate. Bribe me. With Amazon stock soaring, their CEO Jeff Bezos is laughing, of course, all the way to the bank. Maybe even several banks. He's making an extra, get this, $10 billion a month. That's a $230,000 a minute.
Yeah, well, didn't I read last week that he's now surpassed and has become now the richest person in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the first person to top $100 billion as number one on the Forbes list of the world's billionaires. He owns 16% of e-commerce colossus Amazon, only 16%, and he's still that rich, which he founded in a garage in Seattle in 1994. 54-year-old Bezos is currently worth $132.8 billion.
I'll just take the 0.8. He can keep the other 132.
I'll take $132 even. I don't care. Share, Jeff. Come on. He's a former South Florida boy, too. You know, went to school across the highway from my rival, Killian High School. He went to Palmetto. And, you know, same time that I was in Killian. And here I am making $1.20 an hour. And, you know, he was before me, I guess. No, he was much after me.
Yes, much after much you. After. Much after you.
He was in South Florida when I was.
There you go.
We'll go with that.
YouTube announced a new measure to combat conspiracy theories by linking directly to third-party sources like Wikipedia. This came a month after its top trending video suggested that a Stoneman Douglas High School shooting survivor was an actor. The Google-owned video platform, which has been under fire to clamp down on the burgeoning growth of conspiracy-focused videos that flourish after major news events, announced the new information queues at South by Southwest this past week. The new features, which will be rolled out in the coming months, are part of a range of new initiatives that YouTube is considering to eradicate misinformation on the platform. The company did eventually remove the video suggesting the Parkland survivor was an actor and issued an apology. Now, once the features are implemented, a video calling into question events around September 11th or the moon landing, for example, could be accompanied by a link to the official Wikipedia page on those events.
Well, and that's, of course, assuming that you believe everything that's on Wikipedia.
Right.
Which in and of itself is a problem.
Right.
Because people can put all kinds of things on there, and granted, they've got 180,000 footnotes. But that doesn't make it real all the time either. So good luck with that.
You know, and the fact that anybody can edit anything on Wikipedia. I mean, you know, I was, you know, frustrated because, you know, I noticed that my old high school has a Wikipedia page. So for about 2 or 3 years, you know, they had a notable alumni section. I kept adding myself to that notable alumni section. And then I kept going back and somebody had removed me. So I kept adding myself back again. And finally, I just gave up.
Really?
But yeah, so just, you know, anybody can edit those things.
Wonder why they would remove you.
Apparently, I'm not really notable.
Were you putting that you were notable because you were on the wrestling team, or notable because you're a national broadcaster?
Notable because I'm a nationally syndicated radio broadcaster.
Oh. Well, darn them.
I know.
They're right across the street, even.
They kept the local news anchor on there. I mean, come on, they're just local.
Exactly. What's wrong with those people at American High?
I know.
Well, how about this Chris now? We got another Chris in Cookeville, Tennessee, listening on Supertalk WTN 99.7 FM. Hello, Chris. You're notable.
I have a laptop that I'm using on an old metal-style tanker desk, and the laptop seems to get very poor internet connectivity on that desk. And I'm just curious if it's because the Wi-Fi card is on the bottom of the laptop and somehow that desk is actually blocking the Wi-Fi signal. I have tried an extender from the router. Seems to be the same problem. I don't think the problem is the range from the router. I'm really beginning to think the problem is the laptop beyond the desk. I even lift the laptop off the desk and test the speed test on it. And it seems to get faster speed being lifted about 5 inches off the desk.
Hmm.
Are there any workarounds for this? Can I upgrade my laptop's Wi-Fi? Getting desperate at this point. I think I'm looking at actually plugging an Ethernet cable into the extender out to the laptop. But that's just one more wire to a laptop that I'm not excited about. Any suggestions would be helpful. Thanks.
Well, it's our pleasure, Chris, and I feel for you. It's a very unique kind of scenario that you've described. Metal desks, and metal in general, of course, can definitely block Wi-Fi signals. Is your desk somewhere between your router and your laptop? For example, is your router on a lower floor? If so, moving your router may help with the issue. We can't tell you where your wireless card is specifically. It varies, of course, computer to computer. And, of course, since pretty much all components on a laptop live underneath the keyboard, your wireless card almost certainly down there with the rest of them as far as all the components are concerned.
Yeah. However, it is common for the card to be connected to antennas that are built around the screen. Now, that helps improve signal reception, so the location of the card itself may not be the only factor. Now, wherever the card happens to be, there isn't much you can do to upgrade it internally, but you can buy a USB antenna and plug it into an available USB port. USB antennas are usually larger, and they effectively replace the internal network card and act as a second one. They usually have much better reception than internal Wi-Fi cards, and you can find USB antennas for as little as $25 online. Now, since you mentioned that lifting the laptop helps, another solution may be to buy a laptop stand. There are very inexpensive models, and they just act as a taller base for your laptop to sit on. which would separate it from the metal desk.
And most of those laptop stands, I have one here in the studio, for example, for my main laptop, really just help to provide air, you know, keep it cool and just get it up a little bit. Sometimes it's a matter of convenience, too. If you're typing a lot on it, it just is more comfortable to be a little bit higher, maybe. In his case, it might help because of the Wi-Fi card.
Yeah, in fact, Chris, I noticed with our prize team, we have one on our prize list for the show this week. So if you know, keep an eye out for you'll hear from our prize closet department. Make sure you respond to their email and give us the information, and we'll go ahead and I'll make a note here for them, and we'll send you this laptop stand and see if it'll help you out.
There you go. Now, see, that's very good. So you make sure and make a note so Israel and the rest of the prize closet team will know to look for a stand for this, Chris, and that would be among the prizes he could receive, even.
You know, now, the downside of these is that you may need to buy an external mouse and keyboard to be able to keep using your laptop comfortably, since the built-in ones will obviously be a good few inches off the desk along with the rest of the computer.
That's another good point you have to keep in mind. That's, in fact, as a result, I've got a separate mouse on my desktop, or you know, on the desk here with my laptop, because it's on a little bit of a stand. And since I don't type on it a lot during the show, it's just for information and guest websites and that sort of thing. But it's handy to be able to scroll and use the mouse separately rather than the touchpad. So I hope we helped you out a little bit there, Chris. And again, if I don't know the specific item Chris is thinking of, but if you have eyeballed it, pull it out of the prize closet and mark it for Chris. We should get that to him, among other things that we can throw in there and keep him happy and smiling and hope that that'll help.
Yes, it's an aluminum laptop stand from McCallie.
Oh, so we're putting aluminum on top of metal. Oh, but McCallie, though, it's brand new. It's a really cool new thing.
Yes, it is.
So that could be very helpful, and I hope it does help, Chris. Let us know. And, of course, if you've got other suggestions for Chris or any of our callers, we want to hear from you as well. 800-899-INTO. We'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.